Hey, everybody. It's Addicted to Drama, a podcast about wrestling. It's fun. It's a fun wrestling podcast. That's the point we're trying to make. I'm Chris.
And I'm Kate.
And she's apparently being held here at gunpoint.
I am held here. I'm tied to a chair.
How dare you? If you were tied to it, you wouldn't be moving it so much.
Sorry.
So, jeez. Anyway.
This is supposed to be a fun wrestling podcast.
But I'm trying to have fun, all right?
And we're your hosts.
Oh, boy. One of us is your host for the next episode, and the other maybe not so much longer, but it's me. I'm quitting. Anyway, guys, hey, we're doing a little mini-sode with some draft dating drama because Kate and I earlier, I was like, hey, so do you want to know who got traded in the draft just to be on the same show as their boyfriend or girlfriend?
And I said, definitely. I need to know.
But it was also the kind of thing where we realized, oh, that could be the kind of thing that we record about real quick. So we're not in our normal setup, and this is just a mini-sode, and we're putting this up because we're not going to be able to do a normal episode this week because I'm out of town. I'm currently in town, but when you hear this, I will be out of town.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Pretty fun. Having a great time at Disney World or whatever. And so.
And I'm mad about it.
Yep. So everybody enjoy that. So real quick, follow us on Twitter at KICTM Podcast, or me at the Chris Haley, or Kate
at Bummer Spice.
And you can get all of the show notes and everything like that on keepitclosetome.com. And you can go to the Patreon to get early episodes and bonus stuff and behind the scenes things, extra episodes of stuff, which is patreon.com/thechrishaley. I almost forgot my name for a moment. And for the month of October, we're trying to get 5 more Patreon pals to unlock a special episode where Kate is going to watch the most famous Hell in a Cell match of all time. So if you want to do that, it's only $1 or more if you want, but as little as $1, get all the bonus stuff. Anyway, all right, let's get into this.
All right,
draft dating drama biz.
Yay.
So, of course, no surprise to see that Becky Lynch, as though there's another Becky, and Seth Rollins were kept together on Raw.
Yeah.
But did you know that Charlotte, who was traded to Raw or drafted to Raw, also that meant that, well, I don't know that it also meant that, but then seems she's the bigger star is the issue I'm about is the point I'm making.
Okay.
Andrade was also drafted to Raw to keep the two of them together.
Can you show me a picture
of Andrade? Yeah. I sure can.
Cause I don't know who that is yet.
Sorry. I think you've briefly seen him, but okay. In the time that you've been watching, he has not been prominently featured in anything yet. He's really good.
Are they married?
They're not married. They're just dating.
Dating.
Ooh. Do you want me, when there's things like this that come up, like things about the wrestlers' personal lives, do you want me to pepper these kinds of facts in?
Yeah, I don't want too much, but I want to know. I want to know some stuff.
So would you want to know something like that, you know, Charlotte has been married before?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, I want to know that.
She has been married before to a guy that was also a wrestler.
Ooh.
In a different company, though.
Uh-huh.
This is Andrade.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Now I got a face to the name.
And they are dating.
Okay. My question to you is, are wrestlers allowed to date people that aren't wrestlers?
Yes, they definitely
normies.
Are.
Normies.
Yes, but I think oftentimes it's easy to, when you're on this, you've got this crazy, it's like why you see a lot of like famous actors get married.
Yeah.
Because it's like they understand the weird, crazy business you're in.
Right.
And with wrestlers, you've got such a weird travel schedule, and it's like, it's easy to, you know, you're on the road with somebody and, and you're both in this crazy carnival, you know, circus, traveling circus thing. I think it's easy to just go like, oh, it's easy to maintain a relationship with this person because they get it.
Anyway.
So along with Andrade comes his manager, or not manager, business partner. I don't know exactly what they refer to her as, but Zelina Vega. Hmm. Now, this is Zelina Vega.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. would you like to know who she's married to?
Yes.
That also is on Raw?
Yeah.
Aleister Black.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yep.
Nice. Good for him. Good for her too.
There they go.
Oh, there they go. They're not in any pictures together.
Well, it wouldn't probably fit for their...
There they are. Okay, cool. That's cool. Okay, so she's what now to this?
Zelina Vega is like Andrade's business. Hey, there they are. Look at them being cute.
Oh, that's adorable. That is so cute.
Zelina and Aleister Black. Aww. Aww.
So she's what?
She's Andrade's like business associate in okay. in wrestling
okay.
character wise. Okay. She's not like his manager exactly, but his English is not super strong.
Okay.
And hers is. But she also speaks Spanish, mm-hmm. which helps, I guess, communicating back and I learn.
Sure.
Whatever.
That's this is adorable.
It's a very
That's
cute
so
picture.
Cute.
Also, does it make you feel differently about Aleister to see him being yeah. a real sweetie pie? To,
yeah, that's I like him. Yeah. Well, I liked him before too, but that's just cute.
Gives him another kind of dimension.
Facet.
Yeah. Adds a facet to it. So there the four of them are all now on Raw together.
Cool.
But then Carmella got traded to SmackDown. Do you know who she is?
I don't think so.
I think you have definitely seen her. I think you will
this
recognize
really
her
nice
when you see her.
Visual podcast we've got going on here.
Well, these people probably know. Yeah. And if you don't, look it up. That's what Google's for. Google
yeah,
these people.
Yeah, I've seen her before.
Just put WWE before their names. And
is she one of the Total Divas?
She is on Total Divas, I believe, but she's...
I think I've seen her before.
She was the one that helped R-Truth win the 24/7 championship during Heck
in
a Sec.
Okay. Yeah.
She was the one that kicked the other lady.
Okay.
Would you like to take a guess at who she's going out with?
No. Well. Why don't you just tell me?
You don't want to take a guess?
No.
No.
Oh, is it Daniel Bryan?
No. He's married to Brie Bella, one of the Bella twins.
Oh.
And they've got their own reality show spinning off from Total Divas called Total Bellas.
Yeah,
yes.
I saw that.
Which and Nikki Bella, the other Bella twin, for a very long time was dating John Cena.
Ooh.
And then right before they were gonna get married, they called it off and broke up.
That's drama.
And that's some drama.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, for a minute there, it was like Daniel Bryan and John Cena were like brothers-in-laws,
mm-hmm.
brothers-in-laws,
that's true.
Brothers-in-slaw.
That's correct.
Yes. And then, an even crazier thing is that then Nikki and Bree's mom
mm-hmm.
ended up marrying John Laurinaitis, who was a guy that used to be a wrestler named Johnny Ace, but then became like a corporate person at WWE, but for a while was an on-screen bad guy also. Also, I think, is that a car or rain?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're going to be here for a while, so it's going to have to make this into
the maxiest mini-sode I've ever heard.
How long have we gone so far? Keeping in mind, there was a full 60 minutes of talking.
Not full 60, 26 minutes.
Okay, 20 of that was probably.
Yeah, that's true.
Dilly-dally.
So,
Carmella
is married to who?
She's not married to, but
she's
dating Corey Graves. Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay.
How could I even guess who that was?
Well, I don't know because I wanted you to make a bunch of wrong guesses.
Oh, okay.
So then you could be completely surprised by
the rain that's about to come through the roof.
Holy moly. It's so loud. Hopefully it's not too loud to you guys.
It's part of the ambiance.
This is Corey Graves.
Oh.
He's one of the announcers on SmackDown.
Oh,
he recently got moved. Well, he was on Raw and SmackDown as an announcer, then got moved to just SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to be a wrestler. He was in NXT. And he got a really bad concussion and had to stop wrestling. Real bummer. But then it turns out he's great at being an announcer.
Cool.
So, you know, he took another challenge, tried another path, and worked out for him. So those are all of the confirmed people that were definitely confirmed for people who were moved because they were dating. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this mini-sode.
It's It's been great.
What do you think about all of this?
I love it. I want to know more, but I don't want to know all of it right now. I want it to unfold as we meet.
I almost told you about some dating drama last night when we were talking about, or not last night, whenever it was we recorded the last one, after watching Raw.
Yesterday. Because it's Tuesday today.
Oh, you're wrecking the illusion for them.
They don't know what Tuesday it is.
Oh,
could be any Tuesday.
Well, they do know that it's the one talking
about. They could be listening to it on a Tuesday.
Yeah, but the episode before this will be tied to a Raw from a specific date.
I don't understand.
Plus, we're talking about the draft, so I think they're going to know kind of in the time frame. Anyway, hope you guys have enjoyed this. just a little mini show. Yeah, since I'm going to be out of town, thank you guys for listening. Follow us on all the things, all the stuff. If you've got wrestling questions or anything you want us to talk about, send that in. Kate, how's your walk with wrestling so far? How are you feeling?
It's good. I'm feeling good. I'm ready to take the next step and learn more about this. What am I saying?
I don't know. What happened to you?
I don't know. You freaked me out when you tried to make me do the intro.
What? Tried to make you.
You tried.
I said, Kate, do you want to do the intro? And you said,
yes. Yeah.
And then we spent 20 minutes, you being nervous to do it. So I'm just saying, everyone tweet at Kate and tell her that she should do the intro next time.
And everyone watch wrestling.
Yes, just please.
Just don't forget.
Don't forget to watch wrestling, please. Just, and when you get done watching whatever wrestling you start to watch, when that's over, please watch more wrestling. Just please keep watching more wrestling.
Is that it?
I don't know. Does that seem like a good ending? Should we say goodbye? Like, see you next week?
Yeah.
See you next time? Something like that?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay, go for it. Wow. Wow. All right, everybody. That's going to wrap it up for this mini-sode. Thank you so much for listening. And
see you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Watch more wrestling.
Do you want to start this over and you do all the intro stuff?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.